Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
A new national study raises serious questions about one widely acclaimed charter school program. Researchers at Western Michigan University found that 40% of the black males enrolled at KIPP schools drop out between the 6th and 8th grades. KIPP schools are cited often by charter supporters for improving the achievement of low-income African-American students by using longer school hours and strict requirements for parental participation. Dropping out, of course, means heading back to the traditional public schools in their area, where their performance and test scores are not counted when the KIPP schools are evaluated. The study comes on the heels of the Carolina Issues poll released by NC Policy Watch, finding that people want charter schools to remain under the State Board of Education, believe they should have to provide lunch and transportation to students who need them, and think they should have to hire certified teachers. Those are three of the points of contention in current legislative negotiations about charters. The last thing we need in a year when lawmakers are slashing funding for education is to set up a largely unregulated and unaccountable parallel school system to drain money away from traditional public schools. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.